Now, many people are so astonished when they start to wake up, they look into a spiritual means to escape it. In fact, they go spiritual shopping, like religious shopping. And most folk pick something in the New Age because they feel that the old religions don't guarantee them enough security. And so the New Age is something where there's no real rules, and it promises you personal power and all of this kind of stuff. And that's how they hope to get through stuff, which they don't understand, this big New World Order and its rapidity of changing. But they hope to personally come through it somehow. And what it teaches them is how to deny all the negatives and not even look at the negatives, and teach them just to be happy. Now, Huxley would have been awfully happy with that himself, because he said that the main reason that people should be conditioned by those who knew how to do it is simply to put them into a state of happiness, because most people were always unhappy. He didn't mention the reason that they're always unhappy is because we're always going through either wars or economic depressions and so on, or unemployment or whatever, because the big boys club of which he was a member made all those things happen. So naturally you're pretty unhappy. So the whole key is to make you simply happy. And if you're happy, regardless of what's happening, you're basically a conditioned fool. Because a natural creature would not be happy if its environment was threatened. I'm talking about its personal home, for instance, or the land that it walks on, or even its own personal security. It would not be happy at all. Your survival capabilities are being destroyed when you don't mind governmental interference in every facet of your life, including stopping you in the street and patting you down if need be, or watch with cameras wherever you go. So they had to destroy the bits in your brain, basically, that disgust it to, that makes you, they call it the ghost in the machine. And they knew exactly what parts of the brain they'd have to take out, lobotomize, in other words, to make a happy, compliance, unaggressive population who'd be easily managed. And that was old stuff back in the 50s and 60s. In fact, they knew how to piggyback certain chemicals or viruses right into those particular areas. Yeah, it works very good with babies' vaccines, by the way. And all medical doctors are trained that to tell the mums they'll have a little bit of a fever. Of course, the fever is in their head. Don't worry about it too much. Well, when you've got a fever in your head, that means there's inflammation. Inflammation causes death of cells. And, well, according to their reasoning at the top, they are doing a good job. They're making more compliant citizens who won't make much of a fuss going through life. And I'm quite serious about this, quite serious. The doctors don't know. They only believe what they're told as well. It's the same with inoculations they give you as well. They don't go out and test any of them themselves. They have no facilities to do so. In fact, most of them wouldn't even know what they were looking at through a microscope if they were. But it's all based on faith. And as I say, you have to compare it to the writings of people like Arthur Koestler, who worked at the United Nations for a while in between jobs at MI5 for Britain. And he talks about having the necessity of lobotomizing people for world peace, and how at the United Nations they were doing many experiments. It was a joint venture with Russia, the US, and other countries, Britain and so on, to find the best ways to do this. And personally, I look around me and I really think it has been done. They did, mind you, say they wouldn't have to necessarily inoculate. They could do that, or they could put it in your water, or they could put it in your food itself, and target specific parts of the brain. And I truly think that has happened.